Howdy ho, neighborino. It's Data Transfer Season 2, Episode 30. I'm Audrey.
I'm gay, by the way.
It's dangerous to ride in the swamps, even on chocoback. I'm gay, by the way.
I'm Corla.
That's two podcasts we opened that on today. It's good.
It's so funny. Oh, my God.
It got me really good.
I'm like, Donovan, Audrey, I really need you to experience this right now.
Big ups to Whitney Wolverine, Goblin Queen. I know you dropped the Goblin Queen from your name, but you'll always be the Goblin Queen in my heart in the RFTB Discord for posting that. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. It was delightful and it made my day better.
Yeah. Is there anything else making your day better? How are you? What's going on?
Well, I recorded. I woke up today. Went, oh, fuck, I need to record two shows. And then I recorded one show and had a blast because you and Donovan are always a great pair to hang out with. It's a fun time. And I got to see Picky. And I felt my mental health get better with every second of that. I've also been playing RuneScape.
Yo.
Yeah. So I might as well talk about it again. That was a Patreon episode. Fuck it. Yeah, I've had the bug biting me to play RuneScape for a little over a month now. I know the league is probably coming up if they're actually doing it this year, so I'll just reset for that. But the leagues are fun because it's like you get mounting speed ups, experience gain bonuses, and all sorts of like quest skips and extra gear and shit or extra abilities. And so it's an opportunity to experience like years of playing RuneScape in 2 weeks.
That's sick.
You just get to skip all the grind and see a bunch of cool stuff in the game. You know. But that really gave me the feel of like I kind of want to play a less restricted one, you know?
Yeah.
In the leagues, you only get to pick like 3 or 4 places you can go to out of the whole world of like 12 zones. And they're adding more zones, like, this year, I think. They added a fucking place. So, I want to play it and see all the shit that there is in this stupid game. I got a cat. I have a kitty cat. He's a cat. And I'm going to teach him to fight rats. Destroy them. Destroy them with lasers.
Did you name him?
Not yet.
What would you name him?
I don't know.
Okay, I respect it.
I haven't thought about it yet. Listen, I was working on this from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m.
That's
not a lucid, functional creature.
Oh, God, yeah, that means you were awake at 7 my time. That's crazy.
Yeah, so now you understand why I was like, oh, fuck, I gotta record now. Oh, God. Why did I spend 3 hours raising a kitten in RuneScape?
Because you had to.
I had to. It's a kitty.
You showed me the very low poly cat image from RuneScape, and it's extremely good.
Did you see the GIF one? The walk?
No.
Oh, let me. Okay, okay.
Oh, that's good. He's just like.
He is walking to the BPM of Man with a Machine Gun.
I play that in DJ sets sometimes.
Fuck yes you do, and it rules when you do. You also play Swahili.
Yeah, by Hank Trill. Does everybody know Hank Trill by now?
I should hope they do, but why don't you explain for the folks that don't yet?
Hank Trill is a rapper who raps in the voice, cadence, and style of Hank Hill from King of the Hill.
Oh, man, goddamn.
And then there's, so he does that, and he raps about, like, you know, like, drinking codeine and shit, and, like, you know, typical rap stuff. But then
doing
he'll also
weed, fucking bitches.
Yeah, then he'll
fucking
also
weed,
doing bitches, and then he'll have like his friends come on and rap as like Dale on like other tracks and shit. It's fucking great.
What's the one, like the Bobby Hill diss track where he just shits on his son Bobby? It's great.
It's a really good, good little project. I'm happy that somebody's out there doing the Lord's work. Reminds me of O'Killy Do'Killy, the fucking Ned Flanders themed metal band.
Oh yeah, what the fuck? God, people are cool.
Yeah, people are affected by media in different ways, and some people are inspired to make podcasts. Some people are inspired to rap. Some people are inspired to make metal bands.
Yeah, some people are inspired to do all three poorly, like me.
All right.
Well, wait, we haven't talked about you.
I wanted to talk about how I've been fully obsessed with Earth Defense Force 5, which I want to thank you for getting me into. Incredible fucking game. Some people bitch about the fact that it's kind of like lower on the graphical capabilities for a game of its era. It came out in 2019.
Shut the fuck up, nerds.
Who cares? Looks great. Don't care.
I don't give a shit about poly count, okay? There is a trans lesbian by the name of PSX Lilith who is the coolest and hottest person on Earth. She has maybe 200 polygons.
Yeah.
Like, personally. In real life.
Yeah. But the game's great. If none of you have played an Earth Defense Force game, I highly recommend jumping in and giving it a shot, because you get to run around as a little soldier guy and you kill giant or lady, but and you fly around if you're a lady. Two, three of the four are dudes. But you choose a class of one of four classes. There's a ranger, which is like your standard soldier with like assault weapons, shotguns and missile launchers and rocket launchers and grenades and stuff. And then you've got the air raider who calls in like artillery strikes and stuff. You have little aiming reticles that like you whip out the laser sight and you go, put it there, team.
Anything you can think of being shot from the sky, you can call down, whether that's rockets, missiles, bombing runs, fucking Gatling gun runs,
yeah.
Like cannon shells, fucking nukes, lasers of different varieties. I like laser, if you can't tell.
And the sprite cannon.
And you get vehicles.
And you can drop in vehicles, which is a really cool enhancement to your combat capabilities.
You have a mecha or a tank. Or a big, big mecha, like really big and unwieldy.
Yeah. There is the wing diver, an all-female unit of soldiers who get jetpacks and can fly around and blast off energy weapons.
Energy weapon!
And that's what I've been playing mostly lately.
Pew!
Wing diver is so cool. I was thinking when we start doing hardest, I'll probably pull out soldier or ranger.
There's a particular kind of weapon that they get. It's just a short range, like point, fucking single shot, like laser blast. But it just fucking ruins people. You give them the Superman lobotomy, right?
Yeah.
Whank! With the fucking laser vision, just pew, and you no longer have a frontal lobe.
Yeah.
On to the next frog.
It's some of the it's like the highest damage weapons I've seen in the game. The biggest number I've seen on a weapon. But it's like, you have to be within 100 meters of an enemy, and that's really fucking close in this game.
The only thing stronger is probably the air tortoise, but and that's its like, own kind of joke weapon.
Yeah, it's a very long range weapon that takes a long time to, well, actually takes a short time to lock on and a long time to reload. You fire it, and then it's got to reload for a while, and it's called the air tortoise because it crawls through the air like a tortoise. It
you can literally towards your opponent. Outrun your own missile with ease.
Yeah, and run into it and blow yourself up.
It's so fucking funny. The air tortoise is one of the like iconic things of this series, and I love
it. It's great.
Fencer.
I have one more class to talk about. It's the Fencer. You get a powered exosuit, and you get... Somebody in the Discord was talking about how the Fencer is like the perfect mecha level. It's like a hard suit. It's not like a giant mecha. It's like just an enhancement to a human body.
It's the power loader.
Yeah, from fucking Aliens. And you get heavy weapons. You get two sets of two weapons. You get to carry four different weapons for different situations. And it's a fun little class. It was my first playthrough I did a fencer, even though it said this is an advanced class for players who are very experienced. I was like, I don't give a fuck.
I do the same fucking thing in games. I'm like, I'll figure it out. Oh, Loki's the advanced Warframe. Oh, I guess I'm gonna start with Loki because I'm a pro fucking gamer. A gamer.
Dorcas. Yeah, Corla, it took Corla years to get me to try these games, and I wish I had done it sooner. It's extremely good.
Earth legitimately years of telling Audrey, hey, take a look at these games, and Audrey going,
I never even really looked at it. Just like I saw like the splash art and stuff, and you'd explain it, and it's like I don't know why I couldn't see how much my shit it is.
Well, because it was being actively recommended to you.
Yeah, I do turn off because you
respond to recommendations like someone trying to take your food away. I will cut you. Don't get near me.
Without doing the 30-minute argument that we had on our recommendations before. I don't know. It's like when you give somebody a recommendation like that, it's like you're saying to the exclusion of the other things that you intended to play and get through your backlog, and, you know, to the exclusion of those things, you should do my thing.
Why is the assumption that it's to the exclusion?
Well, because time is a limited resource on Earth.
Okay. We're not doing this. Stop it. I was right. You should rethink your position.
Okay. All right.
Suck a fat, wet fart.
Don't care for that. I don't think
suck
that's a fun thing to
cheese
say.
Cheese dick, babe.
Let's talk about Digimon. We did the 30th episode of the second season entitled The Dark Ultimate War Greymon. You're right. She's pounding the desk. She muted herself and is pounding the desk.
Oh, fuck.
I'm just not sure how I'm supposed to get punked out like that and then not just move on.
I love you.
Got a funny way to show on it.
I love you. I love doing this show with you. Digimon.
Digimon. The episode is entitled The Dark Ultimate Dark Black War. The Dark Ultimate Black War Greymon, or the English version, which we didn't watch, Ultimate Antihero.
Okay.
Not really much of an antihero, actually.
Not really. Kind of just like a feral beast gets set loose.
And we'll get to this guy. The episode opens on Arukenimon. She is on a it opens on the kids blowing up the dark towers.
Yes.
Doing their standard shit. They're just going around blowing up dark towers.
Another flame Dramon has hit the towers, yeah.
Yes, precisely. Stingmon's doing spiking finisher. It's very cool.
It is cool. They like really animate the towers going down this time. Fucking Kari's got her camera out, just like, I'm gonna snap a pic of these. They look so, I love our little guys. It looks so cool. Proud of them.
And then it cuts to Arukenimon having a dark moment in a bathtub.
Oh my god, yeah. She's like on a fully cliff. Clothed on a fully cliff clothed in a tub. On a cliff.
Yes. And like the water is flowing over the edge of the tub. She's like letting it overfill. Just completely dissociating. And Mummygon comes up behind her and is like, hey, is temperature okay? He asked her like five times.
Extremely dad thing to do.
Is temperature good? The water? Is temperature of the water good? But she's pondering over how to beat the Digidestin as they continue to destroy the control spires. And she soon gets a great idea after remembering that she created, after remembering the Digimon she created from just 1 or 10, the control spire. So she made the Golemon out of one dark tower and they beat the shit out of him.
Yep. Then she made Thunderballmon.
And Thunderballmon. And then she made Okuamon out of 10 of them. And that was an ultimate. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. Spoopy.
It took Pyildramon to defeat Okuamon. And then She goes, hold on, wait a second. What if I do 100? What if I go 100 mode? And that's what she decides to do. And Mommy Mon makes a weird joke about, like, if Haru Kennemon loses 100 hairs.
Yeah, I don't... He's like, is she going to have a bald spot, I guess?
I guess is what he's implying. I'm not sure.
I don't know. He's a weird creepo perv this entire episode.
He is. He's like creeping up behind her on, like, she's in the bathtub and he like comes up behind her. He finally gets close enough and goes, hey,
he's just grinning down at her into the tub, he's like, hey, how's the temperature?
She fucking blasts him back into the whip that almost flies off the cliff.
He gets the shit beat out of him. It's just like a fucking rag doll. It's great.
And it happens twice. Like, he comes back later on. She's still in the tub. And then she knocks him off the cliff and into a dark tower and down into the forest.
Yeah, she could have taken that thing down.
Yeah, it's careful. Possible. Meanwhile, the Digidestined take a break from wrecking the control spires, but an attempt by Daisuke to get Ken and Yori to talk to each other results in Ken taking Wormmon and leaving. Basically,
oh god, it's so awkward.
Describe it. How does it go down?
Okay, he tries to come up with an excuse. He's like, Flamedramon couldn't knock down that tower, so you two should do it together. Yeah. Like,
okay.
And they're like, sure, bud. All right. And they do. And of course, fucking Armadillomon and Wormmon are like best buds about it. They're like, we did it! We're so fucking cool.
Because Digimon are less complicated than humans, they're just cool with each other, you know what I mean? Largely.
Yeah. They're like, we're partners. We're fucking working together. It's fine. It's whatever.
Yeah.
Also, Wormmon was never a bad guy in the first place. He was getting his shit slapped around when Ken was evil mode.
Yeah, poor guy. I'm still so sad about that.
Yeah.
But Ken and Iori both go, yeah, Flamedramon could have destroyed that. I don't know what you're talking about. Just like a lame attempt to get me and Iori talking. And Iori doesn't appreciate it. He's like, I don't know. I don't think that was a good idea.
And Ken's just like, I know where I'm not appreciated.
Yeah, I get it. I don't want to get in the way of your teamwork. I'm going to bail out. Y'all have a fucking pleasant weekend.
He's really nice about it. Yeah. Considering fucking Iori's just not putting any energy into the effort.
Yeah. Which you said you kind of identify with.
I still sympathize that, like, if someone's a known abuser of power or of other people, like, it is really fucking hard for someone who's been hurt before, or someone who's been close to people who were hurt before, to forgive that shit at any given point, regardless of how much effort someone puts in to atone or, like, better themselves.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard to move on. It's hard to give people a second chance. I get it. But also, Iori's being a little shit.
Knock it off. Try to get it together.
He had an evil bug in him. The bug is gone.
Yeah. Before Haru Kennemon and the full sentence here, which I'm gonna read because it's crazy. Meanwhile, the Digidestined take a break from wrecking the control spires, but an attempt by Daisuke to get Ken and Iori to talk to each other results in Ken taking Wormmon and leaving, comma. Before Haru Kennemon and Mummymon arrive, and comma, using her spirit needles, comma, Haru Kennemon begins to create the Digimon from 100 control spires.
Period. Yay!
The Digidestined are quick to react and have their Digimon digivolve in a sequence that took 4 minutes.
It was great.
It's good every time.
I love the big, long digivolution sequences. It makes me happy. It saves the money, too.
Yeah. It's just good for everyone.
It's good for everyone. It's eat your veggies. cost-saving vegetables.
Yeah, beans and rice. That's not a vegetable. That's a legume and a grain. But the Digidest are quick to react and have their Digimon digivolve, and it takes a long fucking time. TK and Kari fly ahead on Pegasusmon and Nefertimon to take a closer look at the Digimon Arukenimon is creating. And as, you have...
Go on.
You have this great shot of this, like, big, armored, like, guy coalescing over the top of this mountain as the dark, as the control spires, like, blow up and disintegrate and are absorbed into him. It's extremely cool.
They, like, break apart into dust and coalesce into, like a fucking planetary ring forming.
Yeah.
It's sick as fuck. And then it becomes Night on Bald Mountain. This terrifying, imposing, like, devil man silhouette just fucking eclipsing this whole mountain.
Fun fact, Justice, for their second-to-last track in their 2007 Essential Mix, played an orchestral recording of Night on Bald Mountain.
That's really cool.
It's extremely cool. And then it, like, they do this thing where it goes, dun, dun, and they put, like, an echo and a delay on it. So it goes, like, stretches out. And then the little guitar lead from Joni Mitchell's California comes in. And
it plays on that.
It's really cool. Really cool moment in the set. But Cody, Iori rather, is worried about their safety because they're too far ahead of him. Daisuke, they're too far ahead of him, comma. Daisuke, comma, and Yole and their Digimon. Before it even takes physical form, Iori's fears are confirmed when a blast of dark energy knocks Kari and TK out of the sky, leaving them and their partners badly bruised.
Yeah, it's honestly really fun. It's very effective that the two people who have any idea what this thing's about to be get knocked out before they even get a chance to see him properly.
Yeah, because I feel like if they would have been flying up and then it's just Black War Greymon standing on top of a fucking mountain, they'd have been like, we're leaving. We gotta go.
Yeah, they would have turned around and told everyone to fucking run.
Yeah, because you got, that's all you can do. That's a fucking mega, you're boned.
Yeah, like, you can't even call Ty, right? Because they don't have their crests or shit anymore. They gave that shit up. So they can't go mega. They don't have something on equal ground.
They have nothing that can approach him. And we learned that our most powerful thing can't do that. Pegasusmon and Nefertimon identify the new Digimon as Black War Greymon, a thing that I already did.
they fucking go down, yeah.
Yeah. A Mega Digimon looking exactly like War Greymon, it says. Which,
except,
you know, in black armor.
Black.
It's now up to XVmon, Akilamon, and Ankilamon to fight the Mega before Yole takes Akilamon to find Ken and convince him to help, pushed to the point of having to slap him to get him and Stigmon to rejoin the others and DNA Digivolve with XVmon to form Pyeldramon.
We did, like, reel back. We were like, holy shit, because she hits him hard. It leaves a mark. It reverberates across the canyon.
So crazy. But yeah, first they sent him an email. They're like, Ichijoji-kun, we require your assistance. We need some help with a big, powerful Digimon. And he's like, I want to get away your teamwork. Which I kind of get. He's like bruised. He's a little like, fine, I don't want to.
He's like, y'all were the ones having trouble with me at this point. I'm trying.
I am smiling pensively as my Digimon collaborates with yours to destroy. He's like, you know, giving it one of those.
Yeah.
And
the quiet approving dad smile.
Yeah, quiet approving dad smile. Almost the Obama upside down approval smile.
But, you know, not upside down.
But not upside down. Just neutral. You may have noticed my mouth is downturned neutrally.
I have noticed that.
Yeah. I look like I'm frowning all the time.
I mean, you look like you got fucking DSL. Get those over here. What's the? It's okay. Keep yapping.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Yeah. Nut. No, that was Nut. Hot, wasn't it?
Yut.
We won't explain. Fuck you.
No, we don't need to. So Yole slaps the piss out of Ichijoji-kun, and then him and Stigmon rejoin the others and DNA Digivolve to XVmon.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, it'll work. I don't know what you're trying.
I know. We're both like, that's so cool. And it's not going to do shit.
It's not going to do anything.
But also, I want to point out that Ken is like holding his face. He's like, that fucking hurt.
A huge mark on his fucking face.
Ow. Ow-wee. It still stings. And he sees Daisuke and the DNA Digivolution starts up. And he takes his hand off his cheek and looks down and goes, Daisuke. Or he says his last name, but he's just like, oh, yeah. Thank goodness. Like, yeah. Oh, these bitches gay. Good for them. So good gay. For them.
Good. I'm so happy for them. And Yole treats it like this is going to be an ace in the hole. Let's just get Pyodramon. I'll be fine.
In fairness, it is the strongest thing they have. And she has no fucking clue what a mega or what.
That's true.
A perfect is.
They're gods, kind
of. They're sort of gods. Well.
Some of them are literally gods.
We'll get there.
Yeah. However, not even Pyodramon can make a dent in Black War Greymon. Greymon, and he soon roars as he prepares a finishing move. The finishing move is so insane. He basically just, he goes like, and then a fucking, like, a burst wave dome of energy expands out of him and fucking annihilates everything around them.
Yeah, he pulls the fucking Majin Vegeta sacrifice move, except it doesn't touch him. He just explodes everybody.
Yeah, it's fine. He's fine.
We didn't talk about the way he's fighting in this because they really sell the fact that he's just like a newborn force of nature. He just comes out the gate feral, screaming and running at people, lifting them up, throwing them. Yeah. Just like primal power coming out of this guy.
Yeah. Another thing that we didn't, that we maybe should mention here and why Pyodramon is not the fucking pick to defeat this guy. You may recall from season one, the Draymond Destroyers, which Greymon is in possession of. I hope that they make some mention of the Chrome Digizoid weapon.
Yeah, I still don't know if that was ever a sub thing, like, or if that was ever an original thing, or if that came from the dub entirely.
But that is a Pyel Draymon.
Yep, they are part dragon. It's not going well.
It's not going to go well, and it certainly doesn't hear... Because Black War Greymon defeats them. And when the dust settles, the Digidestin and their partners lie heavily battered, bruised, and defeated.
It's a war. It's like a battlefield aftermath.
Yeah, there's a great shot as the blast wave is coming in of Kari, like, lifting herself. She's on her hands and knees, and she's looking up, and there's this just desperation on her face as she sees the wave come in. Nuts. Afterwards... Instead of following Arokenimon and Mummymon's orders, Black War Greymon departs, saying he takes orders from no one and searches for a Digimon he considers a worthy opponent for his powers. They fucked up and made an evil Goku.
They made an evil Goku. They fucked up. They did the Majin Buu thing.
Yeah.
And fun fact, they can't control him because they're not as strong as him.
Yeah.
And that apparently is all that he respects.
Yep. What's the demon summoning thing? Don't bring up what you can't put down.
Exactly.
Yeah, they brought it up. Can't put it down.
See, this is why every fucking priest or cult summoner really needs to spend a couple of years on MMA before you try doing anything.
Suplex a demon. You need to be able to
beat the shit out of whatever you
summon. You gotta be able to do a triangle choke on a Yanogu or whatever you summon.
Listen. I would never ask Baphomet for anything if I couldn't put them in a chokehold.
Don't put Baphomet in a chokehold. They're like a gender fuck.
I wouldn't start it. Is what I'm saying. If they try to break out that summoning circle, it's into the sleeper hold. I'm sorry. It's time for nighty night. I don't care how hot of a goat demon you are.
Baphomet got tits and a dick just like me.
Yay, like me.
Yay. And a synopsis. Corla, what do you rate this episode on a scale of rookie to mega?
Oh, fuck. This one's an ultimate. Mm. We get some good animation. We get some good interpersonal drama. And we get some really good fighting. I love Black Orc Greymon just fucking running into four different champions and bowling them over like pins.
Yeah, just bang, bang, bang.
Rolling them into a Katamari and just fucking slamming them into the ground.
Yeah, intense. I'm gonna, I'm gonna give it a mega, actually. I think this does a lot of the best things a Digimon episode does. It sets stakes in a very interesting way.
And I might climb it with you.
The introduction of, like, they call him an anti-hero, which he, I mean, I don't know, maybe his motivations are anti-hero, like.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
He's a blood knight, is the appropriate term. He, like, you fucking called it. You made a Goku. He wants a proper fight and nothing else.
And you can't give it to him. He's just going to beat you.
You made him to be stronger than everything else, and now he wants something as strong as him.
And he's stronger than you.
Yeah. Don't bring up what you can't put down.
Right. Yeah, precisely. Very, very cool.
Oh, the idea of a buff necromancer. I don't reanimate anyone I can't kick the shit out of.
I mean, that's probably a good idea, especially when you start getting into more advanced undead like vampires and fucking mummies and shit. Yeah.
People ask why I don't make Muhammad Ali a lich. And the answer is because he would skeleton punch my body off.
He would skeleton box me to death. All right, here we go.
Pussy 2.
Oh, man, babe. Okay.
Which one of these am I clicking first?
Okay. Let me double check here. We have hot, or we have horny, then silly, then wholesome in that order, or tasteful in that order.
Why don't we... I mean, I'll let you decide. This is your segment.
Okay. I'll pick... Let's start with silly and move from there. Go ahead and open
silly's,
up.
Silly's in the
number
middle.
Number two.
Open it up now. Oh, age verification. I agree, and I'm over 18. Oh, man. Oh, just in time for spooky season. We have a supposed text image from, it's like a Snapchat from Black Orc Greymon. Yeah, like a
Snapchat DM.
Wherein he has painted a jack-o'-lantern on his balls.
A little bit up onto his dick.
And a little bit on the shaft, because it's hard not to get within the lines. Yeah. And his dick is like looming over me. And he's looking down body. He's so ripped. And
he has a dense blonde tuft of armpit hair.
Yeah. And then the snap text says, I showed you my pumpkin. Please respond. Very, very funny.
Anything somebody, else about this image?
Somebody
like?
Was having fun with this. It says Happy Halloween on a little banner behind him, and he has like balloons and stuff and streamers, and he's really getting into Halloween this year.
Yeah, he might be at a party. Who knows?
Who knows?
All right. All right. I will handle the tasteful one. So open up number 3.
Oh, no. Okay. Tasteful. That is tasteful. Damn.
And it's like a legitimate, like, erotic photograph of a relatively skinny Black Orc Greymon, but
his neck,
when
weird.
I say skinny, I still mean that his delts are like triangles.
Yeah.
He has a flaccid but nonetheless quite sizable penis hanging down. He's got sweat down his body that's like glistening in the sun behind him.
Yeah.
Got one hand on his hip and one hand kind of reaching up behind his head. You know, a fucking swimsuit model pose, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just basking in that sun.
He's got the big shock of blonde hair.
Oh, big shock of blonde hair. Fucking.
I didn't do the description for Black Orc Greymon.
What?
I didn't do the description for Black Orc Greymon.
Oh, you didn't? Give me two words.
Evil Orc Greymon.
Black Orc Greymon. It's really very, very simple, actually.
Abs, anthro, armor, balls, big penis, black body, blonde hair, bodily fluid, circumcised desert, flaccid genitals, glands, hair, hand on leg, headgear, helmet, horn, humanoid genitalia, humanoid penis, light male, muscular, muscular male, nipples, nude, pecs, penis, pose, solo, sunlight, sweat, sweat drop.
High res.
High res.
Okay, now for number three.
Okay.
Or number one, rather.
Yeah. Okay. Now I see why your screen was changing colors so rapidly.
It's doing it again! You can see okay. War Greymon's big yellow ass illuminating my entire body.
So, Black War Greymon and Greymon appear to have made bygones in this particular scenario, because Black War Greymon is seated on something. You can't really tell what it is. Could be a bed or something, but he's kind of like leaned back and propped up on his elbows.
Yeah, it's squishing like a bed.
As War Greymon fucks the shit out of himself with Black War Greymon's cock.
Like aggressively rides this thing.
Yeah, aggressively riding him. His big bulgy ass and like huge lats are visible in the shot.
His balls are like slapping on that dick.
Oh, yeah. That's hot. I like gay sex.
Gay sex is really cool, actually.
Yeah, it's good.
Also, I want to point out that both of them have a blush on their, like, face helmets.
That's great. Yeah.
they're like, oh, this is so hot.
Blushing through their helmets. That's very funny.
It's really, it's description, a little bit cute.
Description. Late at night, full of wet sounds and flesh bumping in a narrow room, they caress each other and become honest with each other's desires.
Oh, we have a parent post to this, apparently. apparently the title of this is Slurping Night. Mm-mm-mm-mm. I guess his ass is slurping that dick.
Yeah, that ass is slurping that cock.
I guess
down.
That's a way you could describe that.
What's this Academy 34 free adult visual novel?
Are you getting the E621 fucking banner ads?
Yeah.
No. All right. Well, you know what? While you check on that, I'll do the tags for this one. Abs, anal penetration, anthro, barazoku, big butt, big muscles, big penis, black body, bodily fluids, butt, deep penetration, duo erection, genital fluids, genitals, huge butt, huge muscles, huge penis, huge thighs, long penis, male, manly, muscular anthro, muscular legs, muscular male, muscular thighs, nipples, nude, pecs, penetration, penile penetration, penis and ass, sex, thick penis, thick thighs, vein, veiny penis, yellow body, 2D animation, animated loop, short playtime.
Status active. Yeah, this is kind of great. He's got a big red cock. Got a big red cock with a thick old bang and smiling by the gray money.
I do wonder if they picked the dick color based on the like the color palette triad between the yellow and black.
Interesting.
They're like, oh, red's complementary to these two.
Yeah, aesthetically pleasing.
Maybe very they just good. Like red dick. Maybe they usually draw dog penis.
Could be that they typically draw dog penis. I'm gonna look at the other things that this guy has made. Lots of gay content here. Lots of War Greymon specifically. This one's
and Venom. I'm seeing a lot of Venom in here.
Yeah. War Greymon fucking something. It says human and mammal.
I guess that's a human.
Guess that's a human man getting...
Humans or mammals.
User Lycaon Rex 10 says big gun X tight hole. War Greymon has pierced knops in this one.
Yeah.
Which you don't like, but I just thought it was interesting. Okay. Wow, that was
yeah, it's all electric. Hypermuscular men.
That was electrifying. That was great.
This person likes what they like, and more power to them.
It's important. Bar of dudes.
It's important to have people who appreciate men, because I certainly don't.
Someone's got to.
Someone has to.
The cure to male loneliness is more gay sex.
Actually, yes.
Kinda,
I'll bleep that.
You know what time it is now. We have to name our digital champion. Yole for slapping the unholy dog shit out of Ken.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to go with you on this one again.
It's good. It's extremely good moment.
Especially because we see her frustration with the two of them boiling up. Not just this episode, but the last like three, where she's like, I really fucking need you to stop almost getting us killed because you can't, because Iori can't abide Ken, and Ken is sad.
Yeah.
And easily cowed.
True ass. Dubbing changes. A scene with Digimon near the beginning of the episode is removed from the English dub. Okay.
How dare they?
In the English dub, the scene was replaced with Arokenimon ranting to Mommy Mom about having to revise her plans in response to the Digidestin destroying her spires. She doesn't throw him into the car.
Oh. In the English version. That was some odd slapstick, I will admit. It's like, yeah. Are you trying to sell these guys as, like, dangerous?
They do. After fucking Giga House, they have been nothing but, like, boobs. You know what I mean? They got
boobs, Ozzy.
They got their asses kicked. Well, and Mommy Mon didn't even do anything this episode. He just kind of perved on Arokenimon.
Perv. Funny perv, though.
I like he's got his blue cowl that goes up over his face. And I like how you can sometimes see his big creepy smile.
Yeah, his big fucking toothy creepy smile. I like that. I like that he's like La Criatura.
He's cool design. I like Mommy Mon, actually. And then he throws off the cloak and he's like a hot gay mummy.
Yeah. Still La Criatura, though.
Yes, true. With Big Banyo.
Big
Banyo. This one's, this was actually planned to be the original runtime of these episodes. We were originally planned on these being like 40 minutes.
40, 45, yeah.
Yeah.
And we go under sometimes, we go over sometimes.
For once, we kind of landed it right where we needed to be, because now it's time to do plugs. Corla, what are your plugs?
Post Ponies is another little show that I do. It's a retrospective of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic and the rise of American fascism. It's me. It's three very horny trans gals. I'm also a horny trans gal. So it's fucking wild. Go listen to it. You can find it anywhere you're listening to this or at smallgayhorse.com.
Best URL in the game.
Best one. Best.
You also joined us on the Patreon for Radio Free Tote Bag, the other show that I do with my buddy Donovan.
I'm gay, by the way.
fun time. Thank you for joining us for that. That was a blast. If you're hearing this, I imagine you can be hearing that if you want to check out Corla on the RFTB Patreon this week.
It was a great time. It was very funny.
Yeah, fun conversation.
Anything else? Deborah!
Deborah!
I really like Blackwater Greymon's cock!
Yeah, let's plug Everybody Loves Raymond.
Let's plug Gay Romano!
Never seen that sitcom.
God, I'm just in love with my character, Gay Romano.
Let's go to brunch!
Greg Brunch! I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you.
Why?
Why? Do you want to play some Earth Defense Force for a little while?
EDF! EDF!
EDF! Earth Defense Force.